Welcome to the Inspired Riding Podcast. I'm your host, Beth Lauren Parrish. As a certified riding instructor, remote coach, and rapid transformational therapy practitioner, a powerful form of hypnotherapy, I'm here to remind you to slow down, trust your intuition, and really deeply listen to your horse. And this will make for the best co-creative dances possible, whether you're on the ground or connecting on their backs. Thank you so much for being here, and here we go. Hello there, Inspired Riders. In this podcast, I want to share with you a love letter from your horses. Dear kind human, there are so many things that you can get yourself focused on, which takes away the joy of us being together. We want to remind you that you are loved, appreciated, and highly regarded in more ways than you realize. Take some deep breaths and allow yourself to settle in, to really take in our words. We are the horses of the world who see our humans as shining lights, as kind and as thoughtful as they can be. They still make mistakes like anyone else, but they are quick to be aware and redirect and to ask for forgiveness. It is for these reasons that we want you to hear us now with our gratitude. This is a list of all the things we love about you. Consider this our love letter to the humans who care for us equines. Thank you for showing up consistently to meet our basic needs, no matter how your little bodies sweat or freeze. Thank you for allowing us to share quiet moments when we breathe and observe our worlds together. Thank you for going slowly and carefully when we need to process something. Thank you for noticing when your energy is creating too much static between us. Thank you for allowing your inner child to be playful. Thank you for offering us more choices than most other humans have in the past. We appreciate being able to offer more when it's truly our choice. Thank you for bringing your true selves to our space, even when you're not feeling your best. We appreciate when you say out loud how you're feeling, so we can scan and assess how we need to respond accordingly. Thank you for allowing us to be horses and roam around more than most horses are kept. This freedom of movement is essential to our well-being. Thank you for taking the time to keep learning all about us and advocating for our needs. We want to remind you that even though it is admirable to reach out for assistance when needed, we can also be wonderful teachers when you get quiet enough to listen. Thank you for tapping into your joy and gratitude when you're on our backs. We feel everything, and that appreciation is key for our relationships with you. Please remember how powerful you are. Your words, your thoughts, and your movements all have meaning. Slow down and truly notice what you're bringing to us. And then let the magic of our togetherness happen naturally. Trust your intuition and listen deeply to us from your heart. We love you more than you will ever know. Thank you for being you. With love and gratitude, your equine friends. P.S. And thank you for the extra treats. Be sure you treat yourself more often as well. You deserve it. So there you go. That's the love letter from the horses that came through today. It's quite appropriate for this week. It's Valentine's week. So I truly hope that you felt that in your heart. You go give your horses an extra hug and some scratches and some extra treats. I'm sending you tons of love and light. And please do check out the Inspired Riders group. You can find it at inspiredriding.com/free-group. And do give a review to this podcast. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Thank you so much for listening. Remember to lead with kindness for yourself and for your horse. And may the horse be with you always.